90% effective regardless of the cause of impotence. Call InterVie Medical today for your free brochure that will help you and your partner understand impotence. InterVie Medical,
955-3410.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to CIQC's Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm in for Janice Kirshner this Saturday afternoon. And as every Saturday afternoon, we have in studio Stephen Pickford. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon. Always a pleasure to be here on Saturdays on AM 600. Today, we'll be talking about some drive vacations, places close to home in Quebec. We have Pierre-Paul Leduc in studio from the Quebec Attractions and Festivals Association. Also, talking about the Lanaudière region, Willem Backus, freelance travel writer. You might remember his Day Tripper column that appeared in the Downtowner a few years ago. But before we get into that, a couple of housekeeping notes from last week. Some callers called in. The Nashville Convention and Visitors Bureau have modified their address on their website a little bit, so that is now http://nashville.musiccityusa.com. And people who wanted information on the Grand Ole Opry can give the people at Gaylord Entertainment a call at area code 615-871-6611 or 871-6169. Now, we know Montreal is a city of festivals, but there are a lot of other festivals and attractions going on throughout the rest of the province. So let's start off with Pierre-Paul Leduc. Welcome to Travel World.
Welcome.
Now, why don't you take us on a bit of a tour of the different regions of the province as to what people can find, hidden gems off the beaten path going on this summer?
Yeah, me, I represent two different associations. One for the festivals. And, we have a lot of festivals in the province of Quebec, and we represent a big one like an international jazz festival or a very small one like corn festival, okay, in all the region. And I also represent another association for attraction, tourist attraction. Attraction, to the large definition, it means museum. It could be a museum or a zoo or a historical site, and we have a lot of different attraction in all the different region.
Right, all through the province. Now, I just noticed in my Gazette this morning that you have a brochure out called This Summer in Quebec. It was distributed to 60,000 households, mostly in the western part of the island. Of course, if you have a number, if people didn't get a copy in this week's paper, they can give you a call.
Sure, it's a brochure with packages, very good quality price ratio packages, vacation packages, packages with a hotel, always a lodging solution, and also different menu of attraction. For example, you can have a cruise, a water park, a museum, and your hotel all in the same for the same price. And it's for 8 different regions of Quebec. It's very, you know, family packages, low price packages, very good quality. And this weekend in the Gazette, around 60,000 readers receive it. And also in the Sherbrooke...
The Sherbrooke Record.
That's it. And we will also reach the Ontario. This weekend was the Toronto area, 650,000 copies in Toronto area. Next week it will be the eastern part of Ontario, like Ottawa, Kingston, and also we will reach some towns in the U.S. Okay,
right, bringing the American tourists.
That's it. We want to bring tourists into Quebec and also to
make the people who are already here,
sure,
stay at home and spend their dollars here.
You know that the Quebecers represent more than 70% of the tourists, and also more than 50% of the spending, so it's
our local residents just going to another part of the province.
And the people that didn't receive the brochure, they can I'll give them a phone, okay? Okay, they can call at 1-800-363-7777 and ask for operator 821, and they will receive the brochure called This Summer in Quebec. And Quebec Tourism also have another brochure called Summer Vacation Packages. And probably, if they ask for the two brochures,
they'll mail them both out.
That's it.
I also want to just say that if you'd like to speak to Pierre-Paul Leduc or Willem Backus here on Travel World, give us a call. Our lines are open at 790-0600 or toll-free for Bell Mobility subscribers at *600. Now, of course, getting around the province, I mean, weekends are for discovery from going throughout Quebec this summer, and there's no better way to access that excitement than with Enterprise Rent-A-Car's great weekend rates. They start at just $19.99 with 300 free kilometers per day for a subcompact, and of course, larger cars are available for just slightly more. Enterprise's great rates make it that you can't afford not to explore the highways and byways next weekend. Enterprise offers you a wide selection of new late model 97 cars, 4x4s, wagons, and minivans, a vehicle in the fleet to meet your every need, and not just for weekend getaways. Just think of when a car from Enterprise would come in handy for transporting your out-of-town visitors this summer, or use around town to save mileage on your own car. So with 18 locations in the Montreal area, they'll pick you up at your home, office, repair shop, your choice. Just call Enterprise at 1-800-RENT-A-CAR. That's 1-800-736-8222 today for the office nearest you. Pick Enterprise. They'll pick you up. Now, we're speaking with Pierre-Paul Leduc of the Quebec Attractions and Festival Associations here on Travel World at AM 600. Now, why don't we go region by region, talk a little bit about your favorite places to go this summer.
Oh, don't ask me my favorite place. Okay.
Put you on the spot.
I sell all the different regions, but if you want to visit the Quebec region, okay, it's a very popular region for people from Montreal. I would say
to get there.
I think two festivals like the summer Quebec Summer Festival. It's very very nice festivals. You know, Quebec City is a very nice city, but when you are in Quebec City and at the same time there is a festival, so it's
right. The whole atmosphere of the city really contributes to to the enjoyment of the whole festival.
And I would say that this summer. You probably many of your audience remember the Middle Age Festival.
Right, the medieval time.
Medieval, that's it. So it disappeared. But now a new events take place, like a New France celebration. And it's in August, so I think it's a must.
Right, sort of a celebration of history comes to life.
That's it. History is a very interesting theme for festivals. You know, we have a lot of festivals, music, but history, people like very much history. And Middle Age or medieval festival, you know, people were wearing costume. They were taking part of the events. So
right, they want to recreate the whole atmosphere.
That's it.
No, I remember when it was on a few years ago that it was really something something special to see, and that's going on again this summer.
I would say that in Quebec, this festival will be something special this year.
Well, that's one of my favorite parts of Quebec itself. It's wherever you go around here, it's mostly people want to have fun around here. And if you go to the different regions in Quebec, then you've got different people who want to do different kinds of things. I mean, you have those festivals there, but Montreal, obviously, is one of the favorite places, too, because you've got such a mixture of the different kinds of people. Every time, you know, Steve and I, we've traveled extensively together, and I'm always telling people about what a great place it is here. It's why we live here.
Oh, yeah, we like to celebrate in Quebec very much. We will host this fall a convention, international convention of festival organizer. It's an International Festival and Events Association, and I have contact with them, and they are
they're excited about coming here.
Oh yeah, and for them Montreal and Quebec, we have a lot of festivals, international festivals, very high quality festivals everywhere, so
they're festivals. I mean, it really starts. I mean, this is why we talk about dry vacations beginning this weekend, because the Victoria Day weekend really is the unofficial start of summer. We look out the window, and of course at least it's sunny in downtown Montreal today, but just staying at home in the city, you can sort of make your own vacation around the city. Hit a new breakfast spot if you don't have time to eat breakfast during the week. Hit a new breakfast spot. I had the chance to go. I think it's called Tutti Frutti down on say Catherine Street West, opposite the Alexis Neon, an American style breakfast place right here in Montreal. So you know, make a vacation, go to a new restaurant. The fireworks festival begins June 7th, runs to July 20th, and this is the 30th anniversary of Expo 67. So you know, it's a chance to go to the original Expo grounds and sort of recreate that moment in history to a small extent. Even CIQC's own Janice Kirshner, who isn't in with us today, is in the Montreal Fringe Festival, June 14th to 21st. She has her show going on there from the 14th to 21st, as I said, called Same Great Taste. So, I mean, there's something for everyone going on this summer.
Let me ask you a question. Is there anything going on this particular weekend? It's a long weekend. It's the Victoria Day weekend. What's going on around the province?
In Montreal, it's Festival de la Santé, or Health Festival. I don't know how to translate.
Yes.
Okay. It's, you know, they have a cycling race.
Right.
Course au trésor.
A treasure hunt.
That's
treasure
it. Hunt. Walk. course à pied.
Right, walkathon.
That's it. So it's a, if you want to be in good shape, it's the weekend for you. That's the weekend.
And of course, the Montreal International Air Show is taking place today and tomorrow up at Mirabel, so a must for aviation buffs as well.
Yeah. Well, never a dull place in Montreal. One of the other things I like about Quebec, I recently saw a list, and there was close to 900 different festivals happening in Quebec at any given time. And one of the nice things is that you can go to different regions of Quebec, whether it's Gaspé, Lanaudière, Laurentians, or so on, and you'll never get the same thing twice, which is great. And it's one of the more attractive parts of the region of the Lanaudière.
Why don't you tell our listeners exactly where the Lanaudière region is? I'm not exactly sure what part of the province it is. What cities are located in that region?
Well, think of the Laurentians and just go a little bit east. If you want to go to Laurentians, for instance, you just go to Montreal, go north.
Okay.
But if you want to go to Lanaudière, just head a little bit east, like towards Joliette, Highway 31, and the 131 north, and then you're in the Lanaudière. In fact, that's one of the most beautiful drives. One of the things which is a downside of some of the drives, for instance, if you're taking a major highway, is it's all more of the same thing. Oh boy, that's another tree. Looks just like the last tree, and the last tree, and a rest stop, and so on. But if you take the 31, you have that for maybe a half an hour. After that, and there's even a brochure on the 131 north. It is one of the single most interesting car drives. I mean, you'll be in the car for 3 hours and you go, oh my goodness, was it that long? It's so beautiful, and it changes about every 10 to 15 kilometers. Beautiful region.
Right, it's a very rolling countryside. Nice places to stay. We stayed last year at the Montagne Coupe. It's in Saint Jean de Matha. It's a very peaceful location on top of a mountain. You can see the city lights way off in the distance, around 50, 60 miles away. But they have tennis courts, indoor pool. It's a full resort. Gourmet cuisine, reflecting the regional specialties. They're well known for that. And again, it's Lanaudière region is home to the renowned Lanaudière Music Festival. Starts the end of June, runs through August.
Sure.
That's a very well-known festival, isn't it?
Oh yeah, for the people who like classical music, it's a very very good festival.
Does it have an international reputation, if I'm not mistaken?
Sure.
Well, it's very very well known. I mean, you can combine, it's one of those regions, Lanaudière, where you can combine the cultural aspect with the music festival, and then 15, 20 miles away, go horseback riding, go hiking and cycling, or just really do nothing. I mean, one of the most beautiful spots in the area is the Toro Reservoir. I mean, the water is so warm, you think way up north, but you just sit there at sandy beach. It's very shallow water. You just go out there and just sit and luxuriate and up to your neck in water, and you sit there for hours. Great location.
I can picture it. It's 19 minutes after 12 o'clock here on AM 600 CIQC. It's Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm in with Stephen Pickford and Pierre-Paul Leduc, who is the Director General of the Quebec Festivals and Attractions Association. We also have in studio Willem Backus, who has written numerous freelance travel pieces on diverse areas of Quebec. I want to give you, the listeners, a chance to call in and share some of your previous vacation experience in the province or ask questions about opportunities to travel around the province of Quebec. The number is 790-0600, 790-0600, and if you're on the Bell Mobility System, it's *600. It's a free call.
And before heading off on your next trip, I always head off to Jet Center, which is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada to choose from. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Le Sportsac, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At JetSetter, you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with JetSetter, and GST is included in every price you see. JetSetter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, Boutin Clark, and Saint-Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Coming up to 21 minutes past 12 o'clock here on AM 600 CIQC, time for a short commercial break. When we come back, we'll talk about lots more about the province of Quebec and travel opportunities. Back after this.
Yahoo! All right!
That's right, folks. It's Chrysler Spring Madness Sale with feverishly great deals on great vehicles like Neon, Stratus and Breeze, Intrepid, Caravan, Voyager, and others.
Awesome!
Outstanding!
I want one!
But you'd better hurry. The deals are so good. If you miss Chrysler's Spring Madness Sale, well, you could go mad. At your local Chrysler dealer.
It's positively spring, so tell us your spring thing. Hitting the golf course, not wearing a coat, watching the trees turn green, tell us and maybe win a prize. For the next 3 weeks, we'll pick an entry daily and award a day of golf, everything included, at Rodden Golf Club, plus a dinner for two at Restaurant Digestivo. Every Friday, we'll choose a daily winner's name for the big prize, a weekend for four people at Owl's Head Four Season Resort. Get your entries into AM600's Positively Spring Contest. Give us a good reason, we'll give you a great prize.
CIQC.
Welcome back to AM 600 CIQC. It's Travel World until 1 o'clock. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm in for Janice Kirshner this Saturday. In studio, we have Stephen Pickford, and we also have a very special guest, Pierre-Paul Lutzuk, who is Director General of the Quebec Festivals and Attractions Association. And we also have with us Willem Backus, who has written numerous freelance travel pieces on many areas of Quebec. Now, we've just covered the Lanaudière region of Quebec, and it's onward and upward from here.
Yes,
where are we going next?
Let's start with the going through the Estrie region and sort of make a sort of a circular tour, Estrie, and then up from there, through the Beauce and across.
Yeah, in Estrie, the swim competition of Memfremagog. That's
yeah.
A lake Memfremagog. It's a very nice festivals in July. With the competition and also with many other activities like show, big show, fireworks and buskers, and it's very, it's a well-known.
Right, that's well-known internationally,
sure.
As well, that a lot of top-level competitive swimmers come to Lake Memphremagog.
All right. And also for attraction, I think during, you know, in the part where the wine, there is a wine
or there's a region wine industry that is developing within the Estrie.
Yeah, sure. And also the Grand Bisou, it's a must, an attraction.
Right, Grand Bisou, Montrealers know that for years and years. Remember when Magic Tom Auburn used to always do his show from Grand Bisou every year? It always signaled summertime.
And also at Quaticook, or I don't know, do you...
Quaticook,
yeah, the gorge, the Quaticook River Gorge,
site.
Very, very Quaticook nice
Quaticook River
place.
Gorge is one of the scenic site in that part of the province.
Yeah.
Pierre, why don't you tell us a little bit about L'Estriade? It's a bike path, I believe, that they've torn up the railroad tracks.
It's near Cowansville, I think. Eh? It's an old train...
Yes, I believe they've taken up the train tracks between Granby and Waterloo.
That's
and it starts in the... There's a kind of a river or basin of some kind in Granby, and it's... You can go biking for 20, 30 kilometers and back.
They did the same thing then in Laurentian with the Petit Train du Nord.
Right, with the old Canadian Pacific tracks
that
went up there. And, I mean, they've turned it into a great recreational feature. So there's a lot of, you know, as rail lines disappear, they are getting turned into new uses, really capitalizing on people's desire to get out into the countryside. But because the rail lines are relatively flat, it's not a strenuous excursion. And because they go through nearby towns, people can stop off and have a coffee, have a snack, stay in a small inn along the way. So I think that's also something.
I think
very
it's
good.
A very, very good idea to transform the train railways, and because cycling is a very, very interesting activities and very popular also.
And
also
it's great for the whole family.
Yeah, sure.
Also for rollerbladers and so on.
It's
one of the most beautiful, peaceful tours I've been on. Got an eye on a piece of land up there near Mont Shefford, which Estriade goes right through there, and who knows, dreams can come true.
But I would say that Eastern Township, it's a special region with small things and, you know, a quiet atmosphere. It's different than Montreal or, you know, Quebec, or it's, you know, small towns, very typical.
Right, sort of almost, in a way, it's almost like a touch of New England in Quebec, in very much the respect.
And it's the same thing for the festivals in Eastern Township. There's no big, big one, you know, all small and special festival, you know, with the special team, and it's different.
It's very different.
It's very interesting.
And also, like when you go from Estrie, it's not too far away from the Beauce, but people from Montreal don't really think of the Beauce. I mean, you hear about it as almost like a center of Quebec entrepreneurship and industry, but you don't necessarily think of it as a place to tour. But there's quite a bit to do there as well.
Sure.
Now, the Beauce region, is south of Quebec City. Am I correct?
Beauce region, yeah, it's inside of Quebec City. It's in the Chaudière-Appalaches region, if you call the like a tourist, you know, the region, tourism region are different. It's in the south of Quebec City, and it's in the Chaudière-Appalaches tourist region.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, yeah. Beautiful countryside out there. Lots of rolling hills, and you can just see forever.
Yeah, right.
And the roads there wind around. And it goes straight down to Maine, does
many,
it not?
Many festivals in Beauce also. Small festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and any kind of festivals.
790-0600 is the number to call. *600 if you're on the Bell Mobility system. We want to hear from you if you have any questions about traveling around Quebec this summer. Some great vacation opportunities out there for not too much money. Lots of excitement.
Right, there's a lot of things to do. And as we sit around and we plan our vacations, you know, I always keep thinking that it's an amazing fact that most people spend more time planning their annual vacation than upon planning for their financial future, and no other time in history has advanced planning for retirement been so important. So that's why I let Bill Wisnowski and Diversifolio Financial Services put their years of expertise at my service to combat the information overload of investment options to tailor a portfolio to meet my specific needs. Again, we look out the window and we see spring is finally here, and with new life outdoors, isn't it the time to put some life into your investment portfolio as well? Last week, we spoke about the fact that diversification is the key to minimizing risk in anyone's portfolio. In that same regard, now you can sleep while your money works. Financial peace of mind can mean many things. For most people, the key element is consistent investment returns, conservatively achieved. STAR, Strategic Asset Allocation from Mackenzie, offers 17 different portfolios, each comprised of 7 different mutual funds structured to meet the needs of individual investors. The objective is to reduce overall volatility and maintain the returns you require to achieve financial independence. Call my buddy, Bill Wisnowski at Diversifolio Financial Services today, 731-5592, or toll free 1-800-232-0240 for a free financial planning consultation, and to learn more about gaining financial independence from the Star Mackenzie program. Diversifolio, investing to outperform. You're listening to Travel World here on AM 600. I'm Stephen Pickford in studio with Pierre-Paul Leduc and Willem Backus. Willem, you've liked Gaspé region as well. You've been to the Gaspé.
Oh, it's one of the more peaceful regions. If you really want to get away from it all, go to the Gaspé. There's really two main ways of getting out there, obviously car, plane. If you just want to go to the Gaspé to rest up, take the plane. But if you like the long drive and you want to see the sights on the way, then car is the way. But it is a 12-hour drive from Montreal.
Right, it's not, you know, of course, we can also take the train there until whatever time they decide to stop that service. That's sort of been off and on issue for the past year or so. No, Gaspé has that sort of real maritime flavor within an inland province.
Well, it's one of the nice things about it there. But it's mainly a region. If you want to go there to rest up, there's also some beautiful nature trails around there. I mean, you go to the Forillon Park. It's one of the most known points. Land's End. You can go to Bonaventure. You can go down to Percé. Once you get there, you go in and out the periphery. It's beautiful.
Right, a lot of little hidden coves, hidden little beaches. You know, you can take a boat tour. There's great bird watching in the area.
And the scenic road is fantastic, eh?
Right, there's a whole highway that goes right really along the periphery of the entire
place. And Percé, it's fantastic also, eh? The rock.
Right, the rock, you just look at it and you look back at the millennia that shaped
and
that.
And the Bonaventure Island, it's also. Take the boat and go on the, you know, bring your lunch and make a picnic on Bonaventure Island. It's fantastic.
One of the things that just has to be experienced if you go to Percé is walk out at low tide towards the rock, but make sure you get back before the tide goes back in. You just have to have seen it to done it. It's beautiful.
No, that's a beautiful area. Now, what type of festivals do they have going on this summer down in the
Gaspé? Many small ones, but I would say that three of them are very interesting. The Shrimp Festival in Matane. It's one of the first town when you enter in Gaspésie. Also in Mont-Saint-Pierre. Mont-Saint-Pierre, it's a bay, and there is a delta plane. I don't know, flying with wings on the...
Right, it's like a seaplane.
Seaplanes, okay. It's a seaplane festival.
Oh.
Okay, it's in a bay with very high mountain, and they get down from the higher level of the mountain, and they fly over the sea. It's a very, very nice place, very nice festival also. And in Carleton, in Baie des Chaleurs, there is a blues festival called Maximum Blues. Okay.
And you wouldn't think of a blues festival in a place like this, but you might think of sort of down home, sort of a maritime country type music, but the blues in the Gaspé. That's, again, one of those hidden gems that really the festivals bring out the best in the summertime.
Yeah.
When is this festival, this blues festival in the Gaspé?
It's in August in Carleton. I will tell you exactly when.
It is 32 minutes after noon, 12:32 here on AM 600. It's Travel World. My name is Brian Stroll. I'm in for Janice Kirshner this Saturday. And the Blues Festival in the Gaspé region is...
Yeah, in Carleton, it's from the 6th to the 10th of August.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's something to head down to that that area for. Also, you just cross over from the Gaspé, and then you have the Charlevoix region, again, just past Quebec City.
Yeah, in Charlevoix, the new attraction in Charlevoix is the casino at Manoir Richelieu at Pointe-au-Pic. Okay, for the people who like to play a casino, it's a nice place, Manoir Richelieu, and the casino is just beside the Manoir Richelieu.
Right beside it. Had a lot of history there because people went up there in the 1920s, 30s, 40s. It was a very popular place to go, the Manoir Richelieu, and it's really been brought back to life with the casino, but it's really the place to stay in the area.
And from Charlevoix, there are a cruise to Wales. It's a nice place to have a cruise to on the St. Lawrence River. Go to the Saguenay River also.
Saguenay, which is really Quebec's own fjord. I mean,
that's it.
You think you're transported into Norway. It's a really beautiful spot, and it's calm water when you go to see the whales. It's not like other points along the Atlantic Ocean.
There is also a classical music festival in Charlevoix at Domaine Forgette. It's like La Naudière Festival, but it's another place. It's Domaine Forgette, which is a place where you can learn how to play music, and it's also the site of classical music festivals.
12:34 here on AM 600 CIQC. We're going to continue with Travel World after a short break. When we come back, we're going to be speaking to Denise Kimmel, who is a well-known Toronto TV personality. She'll be highlighting her recent trip to the Niagara region. We'll also be talking more about our very own province of Quebec back after this.
Hello, I'm at Bowie Martineau today at 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle. I'm Lita Polson. This is the newest store in the Bowie Martineau family. And of course, Bowie Martineau, we have the new generation of laundry appliances for you. They offer a new level of advanced fabric care and performance and a new level of elegant design. On promotion this weekend, a Frigidaire washer-dryer set with 9 washing programs and 8 drying programs, $8.99 the pair with free service and delivery. A GE washer with 6 programs and 3 temperature selections for $4.99, free service and delivery. That's very important. Also, the McClary built-in dishwasher with 2 level wash system for $2.49. This is incredible. Once again, for $2.49, free service and delivery. And also the KitchenAid built-in dishwasher with 3 programs and energy saver dry, only $6.99 with a $40 manufacturer's rebate. And don't forget, at Bowie Martineau, we deliver your new appliances within 200 kilometers and take away your old ones absolutely free. We're at Bowie Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle.
Show me the ways you're gonna amaze me. Show me.
Hey, feels like summer's coming, which explains why Sears Get Into Summer Sale is on now. There's all kinds of hot summer deals in store. Like starting now until the end of this holiday weekend, save 25% on all men's shorts. Or how about a Kenmore barbecue for only $149.99? A great way to start off the holiday weekend? Amazing savings, just in time for summer. Now that's why you can expect more from Sears.
Show me!
CIQC!
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto, but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network. Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet? Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653. You're listening to Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. I'm Stephen Pickford. Let's go to the lines. We have Denise Kimmel, Toronto television personality, who has just come back from the Niagara region.
Good afternoon, Stephen.
Yes, how are you doing?
Great. Yeah, we're talking about Niagara-on-the-Lake, and as you know probably, Stephen, it's been officially called Canada's prettiest town, officially now, and it was it won the title from the Communities in Bloom contest. And really, it's picture perfect. I mean, as you enter down Queen Street, the first thing you notice is it's like a painting. And Trish Romance actually lives there, and she's a well-known artist, and you know where she gets her inspiration from.
Right, we just have to look at the street, and you say,
exactly.
You've seen this somewhere else.
Yes, exactly. You've already seen it before somewhere, and that's where you saw it. This town, it has flowers in bloom everywhere, horses pulling carriages, streets lined with little shops with little gifts and clothes. It's absolutely beautiful. There's even a little hilly park in the heart of the town that is flooded with water in the winter to make it a huge skating rink outdoors. But there's a town landmark right in the center of it, and it's a clock tower. And it was originally unveiled in 1922 as a monument to those fallen in World War I. But as you know, there's tons of history there. It's the first capital of Upper Canada, and Niagara-on-the-Lake takes its history really seriously, as I noticed when I was touring around.
Everyone right. All right. And first of all, they make a lot of make it very difficult to make any changes to the downtown area.
Yes, they don't allow
They really
it.
Want to protect that that atmosphere.
Of course, and but the best way to see it all really is to take a carriage ride. Sentinel Horse and Carriage offers half-hour and 45-minute tours, and you just wander around with a period-dressed driver, and they are so informed. They can fill you in on everything that happened in the town, old or even new gossip, and they point out gorgeous homes and inns and beautiful stores. It really is the best way to see it. It's kind of, you know, falling back in time. And many of these little shops specialize in an area, which is it's kind of unique. There's no chains or anything like that. One of these places is called Angel Treasures. It's a little store, and it's hidden behind the main road on Market Street. And as you walk in, there's, like, calming music, and it's like you're in a different world.
Right, a whole different world.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You're surrounded by cherubs and angels of all kinds, but that's where I found another incredible treasure. It's upstairs. If you walk up the stairs above the store, you'll discover the White Angel Apartment, which is one fully furnished. It's really nicely decorated complex, and it has a fully appointed kitchen, a den, a fireplace, two bedrooms. It's really beautiful. It's completely hidden. And the master bedroom walks out to a balcony that overlooks like a little backyard, with memory gardens, with flowers and everything. It's beautiful.
Right. No, I mean, you really have to know it's there.
You do. It's very private. And, you know, if you go into the store and ask about it or call them there, that's really the only way to find out about it. I just kind of stumbled upon it. So it's really a great little discovery.
Right. No, I was talking to the gentleman from the store, he said he gets a lot of visitors from Quebec. They seek to seek him out. They you know, collect the angels and collect the little, you know,
the
handicrafts that he has.
Yeah, there's a lot of little things. I mean, it's a really unique little store, and that's really what Niagara is all about. It's very unique. You know, if you go further down Queen Street, which is the main street, the scenery is gorgeous. Even like when you get out of town, you drive past open air fruit markets, blossoming trees. Like, it's just absolutely perfect. You drive along the lake, and you can drive or bike down the road. Of course, there's tons of people biking.
There are a lot of bike tours in
the
area.
Oh, yeah. It's absolutely perfect. It's quiet, so you don't have to worry about traffic too much. And there's a long path that goes along the street down the water as well. So you can walk down the path or rollerblade even. It goes by all the historic sites. It goes by the Lower Secord Homestead.
Mm-hmm, in Queenston, right?
Yeah, historic Fort George. It just takes you past everywhere. It's actually part of the wine route, but if you're not looking to go to a winery right away...
Right, there's actually, I think, around 24 wineries in the entire region. I mean, if you wanted to spend an entire week or something, you could spend, go to four a day and drink your way around the region.
Right, but if you don't want to drink right away in the morning, you might have heard about the Butterfly Conservatory.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It just opened at the end of last year, and it's quite a different experience. You walk in, and it's heated, and you walk on a winding path through these warm gardens, and it's very lush, and you can view these butterflies, and there's 2,000 of them.
Right, I think
around.
It's something like 2,600 butterflies.
Yeah.
That it covers. So just some statistics on this. I mean, it's considered one of North America's largest collections of free-flying butterflies.
Yeah.
They come from around the world, and it's an 11,000 square foot conservatory. And I mean, especially if you were to go there in the winter time, I mean, it would be just like going to a whole different world.
Oh, it is. It is. It's just a little sanctuary there. I mean, obviously you lose count of the butterflies, but
right, you can't count them all. They don't give you a calculator when you walk in, and there's a prize for the person who sees the most most butterflies.
But if you stand still in there, they'll float around you and land on you. They'll kind of climb all over you, and that's where you can really see them up close. And they're really neat. I mean, they're not only monarchs. I mean, we've all seen monarchs, and they're beautiful themselves. But there's ones with stripes on them called zebra long wings. I mean, I learned all this down there.
Right. No, it's a whole learning learning experience.
Exactly.
I mean, you could combine the history, then you combine the interest in butterflies,
mm-hmm.
And then, as we were saying, the wineries. You toured the Hildebrand Estates winery.
Yes, it's gorgeous. This place is the Hildebrand Estates, what they call the estates, and you can take a wine tour, which is free. They take you through. They show you how they make it. They show you where they store it. They even show you how sparkling wine is made. Of course, it's not called champagne when it's made here, but it's sparkling wine. And they'll show you how to taste wine. So, you know, even if you're not a connoisseur, you can look like it.
Right, you can look like it. Why don't we hold that thought? We take a short break, and
okay.
We'll be right back. Talk more about Niagara Region here on Travel World on AM 600.
We're at Bowie Martineau, where quality always meets low prices, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle. I'd like you to join us. I'm Lita Polson. We have fabulous, fabulous promotions going on this weekend, including color televisions. We've got them with excitement and performance for you. Large projection TVs, compact portables for you. You can count on Bowie Martineau to dazzle you with great picture quality. And we have the greatest choice of entertainment right now at Toshiba 4-head stereo hi-fi VCR bilingual on-screen help guide for $299 with a 12-month guarantee for you. You're also going to find at Bowie Martineau a Zenith 46-inch stereo color TV with 15-watt audio system, SEG, picture-in-picture, surround sound for $17.95, and this one has a 36-month guarantee, free delivery for you. Also a JVC 35-inch stereo color TV, bilingual on-screen display, front-firing speakers, picture-in-picture for $17.99, and this one includes a free bass. Find us at Bowie Martineau, 7272 Newman Boulevard in LaSalle, where quality always meets low prices.
Incredible. The Expos down by 9 came back to beat the Giants 14-13 last night. They've won 5 straight, and they swept a 2-game series from San Francisco. What a night of baseball. And there's more ahead. The Dodgers are in town now. And tonight, Hideo Nomo will go to the mound for the Dodgers. And southpaw Carlos Perez for the Expos. 7:15 is broadcast time. And Elliot Price and Joe Cannon will have all the action for you here on AM 600.
Labatt 50 Expos Baseball is brought to you in part by Ser Picasso, A.N. Derringer, Dennis Bowden of Midland Walwyn, Oval Lincoln Mercury, Destination Travel Health, and Gibby's.
CIQC.
And we're back with Travel World here on AM 600. Give us a call. We'll take your calls at 790-0600 or toll-free for Bell Mobility subscribers at star 600. We have Denise Kimmel on the line from Toronto, and she's talking about the Niagara region. We had a question while we were taking the break there as to where exactly Niagara is in relation to Toronto.
Well, it's basically along the water. It's very easy to get there. It's just basically a straight drive along the QEW. If you want to take, you can take buses there as well. There's many ways to get there. It's not a problem. It's actually it only takes not even 2 hours.
Right, it's about 2 hours from Toronto. So from Montreal, it's around 7 hours total. The 401 onto the QEW. Mm-hmm. Also, there's one train a day on Via Rail. That can get you there via Toronto, and the rate begins at around $116 plus tax round trip with advanced purchase. Now, you were also talking before we went to the break about the wineries and
yes.
and about fruit. We were also talking about fruit because I was looking at festivals in the area because, I mean, that's sort of the topic today as well on Travel World. Everything, a lot of fruit festivals, the Strawberry Festival in June, mm-hmm. Cherry Festival in July, and the Peach Celebration in August.
Yes, they are very well known for their fruit as well, not just for their wine. but yes, you brought up the festival, and the festival, of course, has just started. It's just begun, and you can get festival packages from some of the wineries, actually, too. You can go tour the winery, and they'll get you tickets for the Shaw Festival as well. The Shaw Festival has three theaters, as you probably know, the Festival Theater, the Courthouse Theater, and the Royal George Theater. And they just started, they just opened up the season, and there's, oh geez, four running at each theater at any given time, so you have a lot to choose from, but it is beautiful. If you want to basically get away from it all is what you like to do if you go to Niagara on the Lake. If you're coming from Montreal, it is a fair drive. It's a few hours for you, but the bed and breakfast, you have many choices. There's inns as well. You can range anywhere from $200 a night to you know, maybe $50 a night plus dinner and all that. So it is really a place to go and just get away from it all. It really is the most beautiful town, one of the most beautiful towns I must say I've seen as well.
Oh, it's sort of a beautiful area. I know I can just sense it from talking to you, from your enthusiasm for the destination, that you want to go back tomorrow, that it's...
oh, yes.
Because people think Niagara region, and they all think about is the tacky things by the falls, but that there is more to the Niagara region. I mean, you don't have to stay there with the wall-to-wall kitsch, you know, and
no,
the souvenir
the
shops. It's a real beautiful, beautiful area. Well, thank you for sharing that with us today on Travel World, Denise, and we'll be talking to you again in the future as one of our regular Travel World correspondents.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thanks.
Good afternoon.
And if you'd like information on the Niagara region,
sure.
The Niagara Tourism Department can be reached at toll-free at 1-800-263-2988. And their website is www.tourismniagara.com.
It's 12:50 here on AM 600 CIQC. It's Travel World. We're going to step back into the beautiful province of Quebec with Pierre-Paul Leduc, who is the Director General of the Quebec Festivals and Attractions Association. If you have any questions in the remaining 10 minutes or so on our show, please feel free to give us a call at 790-0600 or star 600 if you happen to be a Bell Mobility subscriber. Now let's go to the beautiful region of Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean, Pierre-Paul, and
yeah.
tell us what's happened exactly to the area of Chicoutimi since the devastating floods last year.
How are they doing? I think now they are ready to host many tourists from everywhere. I wish they will have a very good summer because they need it. And the region is fantastic, eh? Chicoutimi and Lac-Saint-Jean. Lac-Saint-Jean, it's a natural asset, a fantastic natural asset. If you like nature, if you like river, if you like lake, if you like if you like festival also, because it's the region of festivals in Quebec. Okay?
Absolutely. Now we have to kick off,
yeah.
of course, because it's the Saguenay-Lac-Saint-Jean region
yeah.
with the Festival du Bleuet.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're known for their blueberries.
Let's get that out of the way right away.
We got our own fruit around here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the region of blueberry. You also have the swim race of Lac Saint-Jean, Traversée du Lac Saint-Jean. Mm-hmm. It's an event existing since 50 years, I think. And you also have a folk festival called Folklofête International, International Folk Festival in Chicoutimi. Mm-hmm. And
When is that? When is that? I see that's from July 16th to the 20th.
That's it. That's okay. It, exactly. You have also a Western festival. It's a big one.
Right,
not
a big one,
not
I mean.
That big than Saint Cit, but it's a big festival, and they have a Western village in Dalbo. Mm-hmm.
In Dalbo.
Okay, it's north on
sort of the north end of the Lac Saint Jean area.
That's
and
it.
They have the zoo in Saint-Félicien.
Sure, it's a they call that the Savage Zoo or
Savage right, Zoo. Yeah.
Savage Zoo, wild.
Animals are free and visitors are in the cage.
Right.
Oh, that's a switch.
Yeah, like Monkey Jungle was in Florida when we went down.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's people want the animals to have their freedom, and they enjoy
sure.
seeing them more roaming and having that rather than just seeing them in a cage.
One of the very nice attractions of the region, it's the Village Fantôme or Ghost Village at Val-Jalbert. You know, it was at the beginning of the century, it was a paper plant or a
pulp and paper mill.
That's mm-hmm. it. And, when they closed
it down, there's nobody left there.
But they have first, I think there are three or four different falls at Val-Jalbert, and they built a teleferic on cable, you know, a gondola.
Gondola.
Okay, and when you take the gondola, you go on the top of the hill, you see the falls, and you also see the lake. It's
right, a beautiful sight. And I think they've used that as a lot of scenes in Canadian movies. They have filmed up at Dalbo and Val-Jalbert too for just that reason, because not only is it so beautiful, but it can...